Houston.
Okay.
First of all, my heartfelt wishes. In the Lord's feet of my Parma Rakshatam, Guru Path Padma Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Path, Astrota Sishma Bhakti, Pragyan Keshav Goswami. And same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Path, Sishma Bhakti, Vekami Swami. My dear Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Vaishnav and Vaishnav. We have heard Gopi Geet and drama play also. After this, Krishna killed Keshi Daitya, Demon Keshi, and Devasura. Then Narad came to Krishna and remembered that you have come to take the burden from Artha, you will have to kill Kansa and others, and then you will have to go to Dwarka in Mahabharata. You will have to play the role of finishing whole dynasty. So you should remember, you are very engaged in Vrindavan Vata. Do you know that's how much burden is of Arthi there by Kansa and others? In the meantime, Kansa sent a crew to bring anyhow to Mathura. I sent so many Putana, Abhasur, Vakasur, Trinavarta and others, but they never came to tell anything. What became? So, we cannot kill that Krishna alone in Vrindavan, Vrajamandal. Anyhow, by trick we should bring him to Mathura, and all Charu, Mushtik, Tol, Mosal, and my brothers and everyone will mix together and we will kill him. And that is why he made a fire sacrifice, Jagya for Shankar, Rangeshwar Mahadev, where wrestling was going on. Krishna came with a crew, promising Gopi that I will come tomorrow or must come to day after tomorrow. Kalli aaparsa mai aajya utar. Then Nanda Baba with Gulakard, with gopis and sakhas, he came to Mathura. And also Krishna with Akrur, Krishna and Baldev with Akrur, they came. And in the midway between Vrindavan and Mathura, Akrur Ghat, Akrur began to take bath and he saw Krishna and Balram there and also on chariot. Means from here, Rajendranandan, Shyam Sundar, Rohini Nandan, Ram, they returned back to Vrindavan. And Vasudeva Nandan, Krishna Anga Baladev, oh, now they are entering in Mathura. There easily he killed Kansa, his brothers, Sal, Tosal, Mushtik, Charun and others. And after that, he gave the kingdom of Mathura to Ugrasen Maharaj and he became Salahkar. Right. And then Nanda Baba In the evening, Krishna and Baldev came. Nanda Baba told, "Oh my Lala, Krishna and Baladev, why you became late? Do you think that you are son of Vasudev?" Krishna said, "No, Baba. I'm your son. But I want that the son of Devaki and Vasudev are all six sons. And I want that if I will go, then Baldev will also go. So I must stay here for some day. And I will satisfy them. And then I will come. So don't be worried." And saying this, he gave so many ornaments. Nanda Baba went alone without Krishna and Baldev. But really the fact was, Krishna does not leave Vrindavan for a moment. Vrindavanam parityajya padekam na gacchati. So Krishna was there. His manifestance was here in Krishna. So in one prakoshta, Nanda Baba returned without Baldev, and in one prakoshta he went, Nanda Baba returned to Vrindavan with Krishna and Baldev. But this prakoshta anyone could not saw. They only saw that Nanda Baba has returned alone. After that, Krishna, Vasudeva Devaki, they sent Krishna and Baldev to Gurukul that he should forget that he is Nanda Baba's son. So Krishna, very far away from Braja, that they are Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya, any one Brajavasi cannot go. And there, in how many days? 64 days, he learned everything, all Ved, Vedanga, Thadur Ved, Ayurved, all kinds of 64 kala. And then he returned to Mathura. One day he was on the roof of his palace. Jamuna was flowing. He saw towards north and he remembered Gopins, Gopis. And he began to cry bitterly. Tears coming. At the same time, Uddhav, the minister, the brother, the advisor, Shishya, all kinds of relation with Krishna. Shishya of Brihaspati, disciple of Brihaspati. Came searching Krishna and saw that Krishna is weeping. Then said, "Oh, why Krishna, you are weeping?" Then he took the hand of Uddhav in his hand, and crying he began to tell Gopi in Mathura Vrindavan, "All are dying for me, Sephar Separation Moon. Gopis are my pran, my life, and Radhika is my pran of pran, life of life. Nanda Mama, Yashoda Maiya, they had become blind for me. And gopis, totally mad, Dipyon Mar. So, I want to send you to Vrindavan Gokul. There you should go and pacify my father and mother and Vrindavasi, especially gopis. In the meantime, Uddhava began to think that, oh, living Krishna, how I can be there for so many days? Without Krishna, in a moment I will die. So how I can be there? Then Krishna told, Uddhava, do you know that I am fully in Vrindavan always, partly I am here. If you go, you will realize this fact yourself. So go, don't hesitate. And he gave the golden chariot of Kansa. Now it was in position of Krishna. So he sat down the chariot and he went to Prajamandal, that is Nandagaon. But real fact was that in separation there are so many gopis, thousands and thousands of gopis. They can pacify each other. Dividing their separation mode to amongst themselves by talking. But in Mathura there is none to separate the separation mode of Krishna. Krishna was alone, he cannot speak anything about gopis in because they are not qualified. So he saw, thought, Uddhava sent me, I want to Uddhava sent to take admission in the college of Gopi, where Radhika is principal, Lalita Visakha one part of, and there he should be admitted and he should learn what is love. Prem. Dhai Akshar Premaka. Parhash Pandit Hoy. If anyone learned only two and a half letters of Prem, only they are Pandit. Otherwise, no. Only learning will not do. They should know what is love. Gopis are master of love, principal of love. So Uddhava went there and at the time of evening after sunset he is there. And he was entering in Brajanandagaon and he saw, oh, everywhere gopis are chanting and singing Govinda Namo Dharmavati, Govinda Namo Dharmavati, Govinda Namo Dharmavati, Govinda Namo Dharmavati. And he saw that Krishna, Balram, Madamangal, Subal and all are coming from cowherd entering. And by their feet dust of the cows, whole sky is covered. Some bulls are fighting each other, five cows. And he saw so many cows, white and track like Gangas and Jamunas, jumping here and there. And everywhere in each house, he saw that gopis had given a lamp of ghee there. So much scent is coming. And then he realized, oh, really Krishna is here, what Krishna told. And after then he came, Nanda Baba became very happy. And he anyhow, there was nothing that he will give him to eat. Because after Krishna went, Baldev went, for whom cooking will be done? So all the pots, cooking pots, were upside down. And on the chulha, not a stove, chulha, the chulha. The stove is a stove. You should know what is chulha. Makarsa hai, makarso ne jal bun rakha hai. Oh, web, spider, webs. So Nanda Baba saw that Uddhav is having. So he called a Brahmin and told him, bring some sweet rice. And Brahmin from his own house, he brought sweet rice but no sugar, without sugar. And Nanda Baba gave him. And he took so much, his full stomach, without sugar also. And when he was satisfied, then Nanda Baba wanted to tell, how is my son Krishna? But when he remembered Krishna and wanted to tell Krishna name, at once his or was and he could not speak and tears coming. Anyhow, after some time, he told their Uddhav, I'm very happy that my brother, enemy, was their enemy, Kansa is killed. My good luck. How he is? Oh, Krishna ever remembers his mother, his friends, Vrindavan, Giriraj, Govardhan, and his throat again. He told again, Uddhav, I want to forget all these things. And for this I used to go Govardhan Hill. But I see that every koi that Krishna used there for gopis and they meet you, they used to meet there. Sometimes Krishna with cowherd boys, he used to there and take rest. Then I became upset and then went to the bank of Yamuna. And there I saw these footsteps of Krishna there. And I remembered that how he was playing, taking bath in Yamuna. And telling this, he became senseless. After that, Uddhav was thinking, how to pacify him? Really, he is most fortunate in this world. No one is fortunate like this. Supreme Lord Krishna, and to whom he is thinking, my son, and he loves so heartily to Krishna, thinking that he is my son. So he is most fortunate. But he is weeping, Abhasha. How I should pacify him? In the end, he also thought that if I say, Nand Baba, don't weep, then it will be out of because if anyone is crying for Krishna, for a second, even his life will be successful. And Nanda Baba always weeping. So should I stop? I should tell that you should not weep. Oh, then all Shastra shocks me not to tell like this. Then what I should tell? Nanda Baba, you should weep abroad. More and more. Oh, this is not process. In the end, he decided that and told that, Nanda Baba, you and Yashoda are so fortunate that Krishna is Supreme Lord and you are thinking that he is my dear son. Oh, Nanda Baba, he can soil him. He told Buddha, I thought that you are now very wise. Wise?
Mature.
But I see that your milk teeth even not gone. So why? I thought that Krishna is my son only. But you are telling Supreme Lord, creator of the whole universe, and Krishna, so Krishna, Supreme Lord, as my son, he came to me. I am so unfortunate that I could not keep that Krishna. I have no love and affection for Krishna. So for love and affection, he has gone to Mathura. And tell you that. In this way, oh, he also told, there was one father in history, Maharaj Dasarath. When Ram went to exile, Maharaj Dasarath, Ha Ram, Ha Ram,
left.
I thought that Krishna has gone, I should die. But my heart is composed of thunder, patthar. Oh, thunderbolt. What can I do? So the whole life this gallant king went on. In the morning, Uddha went to Krishna Kundarau and took what? Did unhinged. And then he looked towards a forest of kadamba trees. Now it is told, Uddhav Kyari are kadamba kyari. And he saw some gopis are there. He proceeded there. And they were talking. Oh, why this chariot had come? Golden chariot? Oh, this very golden chariot. They took our heart, Krishna. And now, again coming, why? Oh, they are thinking that Kansh has died. For 13 days ceremony, Shraddha ceremony, deep in all gopis are died in separation mood of Krishna. So he has come to take our heart to deep in them. Wondered. Thought, oh, Dharitri Devi, if you should give high day.
Can you
and I won. Why I came on the golden chariot? I should have come on foot. And after that, another gopi told, oh, he is Shyam but not Shyam. Means?
Look like Shyam.
Look like Shyam but not Shyam. The gopis used to see tamal tree and they used to but they saw Buddha like Krishna. He had taken the used clothes of Krishna, his golden mala and Vaijayanti mala and other things, and his similar complexion like Krishna. But gopis not, because praying this protected gopis from this. And then Uddhav, they took, he is the dhoot of messenger of Krishna. And then all gopis took Uddhav and they went to a very lean and thin golden collar gopi who was in not serious. At the same time, a black bamboo bee came flying there. And he was just pausing towards the lotus feet of Radhika, thinking that, oh, it is lotus and I should be there. At that time, Radhika was in faint. Gopis were anyhow seeing that she is dying or not. She took some cotton and did, oh yes, something. And that very gopi, Kesh Loktari, Madhukaram Drishtva Smaranti Krishna Sangamam. That gopi thought this is black Prabhu. This is the messenger of Krishna. And he saw in his son that, oh, Krishna cannot be without woman, without Ravana. He must be with princess of Mathura, Kubja and others. Ansh became very angry and began to tell Madhav, why do I have come? Pit Maharaj will explain. After Uddhav, he saw the most highest separation out of gopis. And then he wanted to return back to Mathura at once, because he thought, oh, gopis are so much suffering for Krishna. So if I will be, I will have to suffer. So very soon I should return back to Mathura. Then he became ready to go Mathura. At that time, all gopi and gopis came there. Uddhav told to Srimati Radhika, oh Devi, I am going to Mathura. What should I tell to Krishna? Should I tell that all the gopis, all the Brajvasi are dying for your separation? So you must come. Radhika told, never, never. Don't tell all these things. Asli suva padra tanti nastvam adarsana marma tanti. Jatha tatha vidha tulam pato. It is happy in Mathura. I'm happy. We are happy here. But if Krishna is coming here and feeling suffering, oh, we cannot tolerate. Where Krishna is happy, we are happy. Whether he should crush under his feet, or he embrace, or he loves other gopis, even he is our Prananath, his most beloved. Buddha, don't tell that we are very suffering. Tell Krishna that as you have forgotten us, we have also forgotten you. And gopis are very happy in their household of life. They don't want to remember. Tell him. And after that, gradually you should tell our separation route, not at a time. Otherwise, Krishna's heart is more soft, more than butter. If he will see here that we are dying in his separation, oh, he will die. Don't tell him. So, you should tell that, oh, they are forgetting you and they don't want, they are very, very happy. Tell them. In this way, you should tell gradually our separation. And then you should tell how we are Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, all Brijavasi, all cowherd friends, all cows are feeling separation. And then, why he could not stay here? He was not qualified. He was the associate of Mathura. He cannot be here. Only he can pray that, Asha Maho Charanarish, I want to be a grass of a blade of grass here in Vrindavan. And that became nearby Kusum Sarovar. He is now in the form of grass. Why? That gopis should walk when they will go to Abhisar to Krishna. That fit dust will be on my our head and I will be. In the race, he went to Krishna and raised with him. Now this weekend day, seventh day, you are giving rest to Krishna's sweet pastime. Now, very Vishnu. But remember,